USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The CDC has released its long-awaited guidelines for reopening schools, calling its plan a roadmap to safe reopening rather than a set of mandates. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky told reporters that the data they have shows that there is more spread of coronavirus when schools are closed.
We believe, and the science has demonstrated, that schools can be reopened safely prior to all teachers being vaccinated. What we are finding from the science-based literature is that there is more spread that is happening in the community when schools are not open than when schools are open.
The CDC guidelines also lay out a color-coded system for reopening options, depending on the current community spread of the virus. Last month, a group of CDC scientists released a paper stating there's little evidence that reopening schools leads to an increase of COVID cases in those communities. This is USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day. Men, John Jubilee with Energized Health, and I want to just talk to you man-to-man for a moment. One-third of men 50 and over suffer with high blood pressure. That high blood pressure medication has a horrible side effect, worse than death, erectile dysfunction. And it's brutal, but let's just talk about it medically. We have had thousands of people completely reverse diabetes, high blood pressure, irritable bowel syndrome, yes, and ED, raise their testosterone 500 points naturally through the breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. Men, if you're intelligent, you're skeptical. I want you to be skeptical. But go log on to our website, energizedhealth.com. Click that red button. Watch a masterclass. And then watch thousands of men just like you who reversed every single issue that I just mentioned. I don't make a claim. My clients make a claim. energizedhealth.com.
New York's governor is facing growing calls to resign over a possible cover-up of COVID deaths in the state's nursing homes. Lance Pry has more from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
The calls for New York Governor Cuomo to resign because of deadly decisions and now an alleged cover-up are getting louder. In a stunning admission, New York Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo's aide, Melissa DeRosa, is blowing the whistle on New York State's withholding of the true nursing home COVID-19 deaths count to mislead federal prosecutors. Dexter Wilson tells PIX News his father was one of the deaths.
It feels like they're simply numbers, and they numbers that could be moved around and manipulated to the governor's, you know, benefit, which is extremely unfortunate because my father was far from a number.
More than 9,000 infected coronavirus patients in New York State were released from hospitals and put into nursing homes under Governor Cuomo's mandate. Health Commissioner Howard Zucker is now reporting over 15,000 people died from Cuomo's decision. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The second impeachment trial of former President Donald Trump ended Saturday, with Trump being acquitted of inciting the riots at the Capitol on January 6th. 57 senators voted to convict, while 43 voted to acquit, falling short of the two-thirds majority needed for conviction. Senator Richard Blumenthal believes that those who voted to acquit were ignoring the facts of the case. The Connecticut Democrat tells CNN he feels those who voted to acquit may have tarnished their legacies.
The vote, really the largest bipartisan vote in the nation's history in convicting a president on impeachment, attests to the irrefutable, unrefuted facts that were established. And my Republican colleagues simply decided to ignore those facts. Unfortunately, sadly, tragically for them and for the country, that vote for each of them will be a stain on their reputations for years to come, maybe their whole life's work. Donald Trump has been disgraced in the eyes of history.
And in top 25 action on the college hardwood Saturday, number one Gonzaga handled San Francisco 100-61. Number nine Virginia beat North Carolina 60-48. Number 19 Creighton dropped number five Villanova 86-70. Arkansas upset number 10 Missouri 86-81 in overtime. Number 11 Alabama was all over Georgia 115-82. Number 20 USC beat Washington State 76-65. And number 25 Rutgers beat Northwestern 64-50. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.